For the Lord is God, and He created the heavens and earth, and put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in, not to be a place of empty chaos. I am the Lord, He says, and there is no other. I publicly proclaim bold promises. I do not whisper obscurities in some dark corner. I would not have told the people of Israel to seek me if I could not be found. I, the Lord, speak only what is true and declare only what is right. There's a lot of preaching just in that verse. But I just want you to acknowledge what the Word says. And then Proverbs 23:5. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. For our young people, all of us really, if you take notice and heed these two verses of Scripture, you should do very well. Now we could almost go home just with those two verses. Now that those major truths have been shared, congratulations, graduates. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Does anybody recognize that? All of you who grew up with Cinderella. It is the opening line to the song of the same name in Walt Disney's animated feature, Cinderella. It's a beautiful sentiment and lyric by Mac David, Jerry Livingston, and Al Hoffman. And it certainly reflected Walt Disney's sentiments. As you can see, Walt Disney said, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. I'd like to suggest that we should fulfill the wish and dream, connect the heart and brain, and put forth a determined, diligent effort to create the stuff by which dreams are made real. Thomas Edison is quoted as saying, genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Edison was known for being a tireless worker. Way before Edison, King Solomon wrote, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Proverbs 6, 10 through 11. Let's return, though, to planning our dreams so we know what to work on. And I'm obviously not referring to sleep. When did we stop dreaming? As a nation, as a people, as individuals, when did we stop? When did we stop imagining what we could become, both individually and collectively? I believe the dream-stealing mentality has its genesis in those holding a position that belittles the human race as nothing more than mutating genes. When this became the dominant position taught in our schools, and when we removed the free speech rights of our public educators to even mention the Christian God, the one true God, to their students, well, the dreamers were served notice, and we are reaping the results. Dreaming today of great things and a great future has been much diminished and nearly eliminated. Just look at the success of dystopian science fiction and how popular it is among especially our young teenagers. The future is almost always depicted as very dark and bearing little hope. I remember the days when much science fiction was filled with hope and a magnificent future, but it hasn't been that way for the last 20 years. Two headlines from the Wall Street Journal. January 3rd and 4th, 2015. These headlines state, Europe's empty churches go on sale. The first article featured a picture of a Roman Catholic Church sanctuary in Arnhem, Netherlands, that had been turned into a skateboard park. The second article stated, the share of people under age 30 who own private businesses has reached a 24-year low, according to new data, underscoring financial challenges and a low tolerance for risk among young Americans. Of course, that's called the endangered species, the young entrepreneur. The final straw may not chronologically, but certainly in terms of humanity, was the declaration of war on babies who happen to still be in the womb. This, of course, is not today's so-called war on women, or yesterday's war on poverty, or the all-too-relevant Me Too movement today. It's the infamous Roe v. Wade war, the decision by our Supreme Court to legalize the barbarous act of killing the most innocent of our species. This is definitely a dream stealer. How can we as civilized people dream of a marvelous future or of great achievement when we consider our own progeny disposable? Talk about insulting God. I believe we still need to dream. Without a dream, the people do perish. Of course, I believe the Holy Bible is the inspired one true word of God, the God that the state, much of the scientific community, and the ACLU are trying so hard to convince us doesn't exist. Do yourself a favor and read Proverbs. In this book of the Bible, you'll find some of the most practical advice ever written. Our date of death is not the date etched on our tombstone. The day we stop dreaming is the day we start dying. When imagination is sacrificed on the altar of logic, God is robbed of the glory that rightfully belongs to Him. In fact, the death of a dream is often a subtle form of idolatry. We lose faith in the God who gave us the big dream and settle for a small dream that we can accomplish without His help. And the God who is able to do immeasurably more than all our right brain can imagine is supplanted by a God, lowercase g, who fits within the logical constraints of our left brain. Mark Batterson, the circle maker. We must dream. We must dream big. Do you want a better future for you and your children? Dream and dream big. Do you want the best for our country and the rest of the world? Dream and dream big. Do you want to make a difference and have a legacy that inspires? Then aspire for a bigger and better reality. Dream and dream big. The future hasn't come to pass yet, so let's do our part by dreaming it bigger and better than most can imagine. God made us for greatness, but the world, the enemy system and its workings, want to mold us into mediocrity. In fact, a spirit of malaise has overtaken our country, affecting everything from our politics to our public education system. We are becoming a people who blame rather than dream. A nation of victims rather than visionaries. Don't let this spirit take hold. Spit in its eye and be who you were meant to be. Dream and dream big. Change is everywhere. How many people a few decades ago had any conception of the following words and phrases? Smartphone, digital, texting, Apple, 3G, 4G, Islamic terrorism, Google or Googling, tablets, YouTube, PC, and so on. 50 years ago, if you mentioned the term Apple, everyone knew you meant a type of fruit. Not a company that has redefined how we communicate and receive information. If we are to manage change effectively, we must learn to manage our thoughts so we are not overwhelmed by the amount of change we are facing. This is directly related to how we think and, most importantly, how we think about the world and about ourselves. Change the way you think, and you can change significantly the way you manage change. And we're reminded of this from the Holy Word. For as he thinks within himself, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. I love this scripture. Philippians 4:8 states, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." What is playing in the theater of your mind? Does it honor God's divinely scripted purpose for your life or just drag you down? I like to define success as pursuing whatever God has purposed one to do. I define the enemy of success as living comfortably enough that there is no need to strive. In short, the key to the good life is putting others first. Call that the good neighbor principle. Society is strengthened and culture is moved forward by the efforts of people who think of others before they think of themselves, not by people who think they are the cat's meow. Christ said it this way: do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Matthew 7, verse 12. As you establish your goals, your guiding vision is your to be statement. Let it guide you purposefully. If you're going nowhere, any path will take you there. But if you have diligently discerned your personal vision and realized that God has purposed you to complete it, then hold on to God's promise. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Proverbs 4:25. Get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise the rest of your life. Proverbs 19:20. Now, I'd like to instruct with a few cautionary tales. You would think this next quote is from the present day, but it's not. Our schools are not teaching students to think. It is astonishing how many young people have difficulty in putting their brains definitely and systematically to work. Who do you think said that? Thomas Edison. And yet it sounds like it could be written from an assessment of our school system and higher intelligentsia system today. But don't let this thought stop you. Follow Scripture's advice. Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out. So draw it out. So, will we dream or degrade, prosper or rot, build or riot, teach or tear down? Sounds like Ecclesiastes. We must decide.